Hey, what's up, everybody? We back for another one. It's your boys from the Word on the Ave, but this week we're doing our sports segment. So we are live on the Grit Sports Media Network via Facebook. So welcome, everybody, to the show. Those of you that will catch us on the replay, thank you for tuning in. So, fellas, let's get to it. Last night was the airing of The Last Dance, the documentary of the last season of the Michael Jordan, Chicago Bulls, Scottie Pippen era. Basically, the last year that they won a championship. Last year, the Chicago Bulls won a championship. And last night, they aired the first two episodes of a basically a 10-part series. So we got the first two episodes. The internet was blowing up last night. Twitter was blowing up, Facebook was blowing up. If it was a social media site, it was blowing up. Everybody was talking about it. The conversation has continued today. We gotta give our 2 cents, you know what I'm saying? If you want to give us some change back, you know, we'll always take some change back. So, let's get to it, man. I know, Randy, I know you said you didn't have a chance to catch it yet, but I know as an avid Chicago Bulls fan, you'll have some commentary to provide. Yes, Corey, I know you and I tuned in last night. You know what I'm saying? I caught both episodes. I watched it on the ESPN because they had the uncensored version. I didn't watch the family-friendly version. So, I think one of the things that I don't want to start this off negative, and I don't think this is negative, but I think one of the things that kind of annoyed me about it was the back and forth from the chronological time perspective. Like, there was parts of it where I felt like, okay, it made sense to kind of, you know, go back and then go forward, but I just kind of felt like they could have did a better job of maybe doing it a little bit more chronologically. The back and forth was just, I didn't understand most of it. I understood a little bit of it, but I didn't understand most of it. What did you think about that?
Yeah, man, it was more like it was, they were milking. Cause this is a 10 episode thing, man. I don't think you're trying to squeeze a lot, man. There's only so much you can get off, especially off of one season, man, for 10 episodes. So that's 10 hour long episodes. So you're talking about 11 hours, man. So they were just milking this. They were milking this shit. But same time, you know, you had to go back, you know, see the players, I guess when you look at it from a, you know, storytelling aspect, you know, it's basically, it's about how they got there. It's as if they had a movie. You watching the movie and the scene, the movie starts out with them, you know, on their last journey or some shit like that. And then it starts, and then it's like, well, but before we start, and then it pauses, and then it'll, let's take it back, you know, 15 years or something. So it did that. Gave, you know, everybody, reintroduce everybody. Michael Jordan gave a little retrospective, man. So I didn't have a problem with it, man. I liked it. I actually preferred that they did that. I wanted them to, everybody to see that again for the, you know, a lot of youngsters haven't seen that, you know, especially, you know, when it comes to, you know, his rookie season, his actual highlights. And, you know, I know one of the arguments with LeBron, and, you know, the LeBron haters came out the woodwork. They like to say, Jordan lost to the Celtics. Jordan lost in the playoffs. Like, Jordan made the playoffs his first 2 years. That's the difference. Yep. LeBron didn't even make the playoffs, but they get to see all, man. They get to see all of that, man. You got to see Scotty. Got to see, man, you know, Scotty, how he came up. So, man, I didn't have a problem with it. Like I said, they got a lot that they got to fit in, man. There's only so much you can do in 10 episodes.
Yeah, what was your biggest takeaway? What was your biggest takeaway from the first two episodes?
I didn't learn anything new. It's pretty much everything I knew. I didn't know about Scotty's upbringing, but I think that's probably the only thing only thing new. You know what I'm saying? I've learned. You know, I'm a big sports fan, man, and I've learned about the Bulls. I was a huge Michael Jordan fan back in the day, man. Lakers fan always, but Michael Jordan was my guy, man. Michael Jordan was my guy. So, man, I knew everything. I followed the Bulls, man, from time he came back from 95 to 98. So I saw those last three championships. But, you know, even learning, you know, even with the advent of the internet and everything, you got to learn more of the backstories and things like that. So it's stuff that I already knew. Like, I knew about, you know, the whole thing with Jerry Krause and, you know, him saying crazy shit to Phil, you know, talking about it's going to be his last season and everything. And y'all going to see more where, as the episodes go on, y'all going to see why Jerry Krause is a nutcase. Why he's a nutcase, because y'all going to see where this is going to go and why, you know, why he's you'll see where it goes. He told Phil this is his final season, but you'll see where it goes, man. And yeah, I didn't learn anything. It wasn't nothing new. You know, it was, like I said, just introducing everybody. I already know about, you know, Jordan's upbringing. You know, I read books as a child. I know about, you know, his battles with his brother Ron and everything. So I know Portland, I know this. I know they still sick, man. Picking Sam Bowie, man. You know, Houston, you can live with that, because you know you got two rings out of a king. But man, Sam Bowie, man, y'all fucked that one up, man.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, why in today's basketball? If they would have did it all over again with positionless basketball, I'm positive they would have took Jordan. But back then, I mean, you didn't need Jordan. You had Clyde, and they played the same position. So, you know, it wasn't about it was just a different era of basketball. So, I mean, I understand why they did what they did. But, yes, it is still incredibly laughable. I mean, I got a verse in a song I did where I teased Portland about it. So, yes, it is extremely laughable. I think the biggest takeaway for me is I knew that, there was friction between the front office and the players. I didn't know it was that deep. Like, I knew there was friction, but I didn't know it ran that deep. Because I knew about the Scottie Pippen I think that's really one of the first times that we really saw, at least one of the first times that I saw a player hold out, for their own personal reasons. That was one of the first times that I saw it exercise. I mean, we knew that he was hurt, but we also knew that it was deeper than that. But I had no idea that it was that deep. I mean, they sitting there, they was busting on Jerry Krause.
Man.
You right know what I'm saying? Just, with the cameras rolling, just being disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? So I just didn't know it was that deep. And I'm sure as we get further into the series, I'm sure it'll just get worse. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know. But I think, I tell you an interesting part. Is, and we talk about this in sports all the time, where we talk about ownership in front office versus the players.
Yeah.
And you got to give Jerry Krause credit where credit's due. He went out, of course, you know, he got Jordan, you know what I'm saying? And he went out and, you know, he scouted Pippen, you know what I'm saying? He scouted Scottie Pippen, you know what I'm saying? Horace Grant,
yeah.
And he knew how to put – he understood how to put pieces together. You know, and there was an interview after that Steve Kerr gave where he said that that's how he got his blueprint on the right moves to make for his team. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, his experience, you know, on the second Bulls three-peat. And so I thought that was pretty interesting. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to give Jerry Krause credit, you know, credit's due. But, you know, no Jordan, no titles. I do like what Jordan said. I don't think we've ever heard Jordan say this publicly. At least I've never heard him say it. But he said, without Scotty, I don't think we three-peat either time. You know, he gave a lot of kudos and has a lot of respect for Scottie Pippen as a player. You know what I'm saying? And I think it was a cool little nod, you know what I'm saying, for him to show that much love to Scotty like he did. You know what I'm saying? A lot of love.
No play, yeah. You got to, you know, and tell somebody, you know, like, no, like, no player's ever done it. I don't think we can name one player that's ever done it alone. I mean, even when, you know, you look at the Celtics teams, of course, Bird's going to get the recognition. You look at the Lakers teams, you know, you got Magic, even Kareem, but, you know, he goes deeper than that. You look at the Celtics teams, I mean, they were so deep, from Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Walton, Danny Ainge, and, you know what I'm saying, Dennis Johnson, all those guys. From the Lakers, man. They like I said, they had, you know, Michael Cooper, Byron Scott, you know what I'm saying? Just a stacked team, man. Even going back further, you can't name one team where, you know, somebody did it by themselves. Kareem in Milwaukee, you know, he had the big O with him. Bill Russell. Look how stacked those Boston teams were. That's why,
oh, man.
That's why, yeah. Chamberlain couldn't get past. You know, Chamberlain and Baylor couldn't get past because
rolling with Cozy.
Yeah.
Rolling with Cozy.
Well, Jerry West and Baylor, but then, you know, saying Chamberlain and his Philadelphia Warriors squad. So, you know, it's always, you know, LeBron needed D Wade, Bosh, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, Kobe had Gasol, well, he had Shaq. You know what I'm saying, the key guys, like, you know what I'm saying, Andrew Bynum, yep, playing tough. So it's always got to give it up, man. And yeah, man, I think this is the first time. Now, one thing that I did take away was when Jordan said that he did feel like Scotty was making a selfish move by holding out. I didn't know that they had a personal kind of, can we call it a rift? I don't think Jordan and Scotty had it wasn't big rift. You know what I'm saying? They had a couple words. I know Scotty had something, you know, he said that they'll probably show. I don't know if they didn't show it on these episodes, but y'all going to see it if they show it. They're pretty sure they will, because Old School B-Ball is the one that's running most of the clips. You know, Old School B-Ball, I've been following them for years, and that's where I got a lot of the clips from, for this page up in the early when I used my old stuff, and I always credit Old School B-Ball. So, it's a big come up for him, man. But yeah, I think they'll show that. You'll see kind of the little dig Scotty's gonna take at Jordan in the media. But it's not gonna be. Unless they got some more footage that I haven't seen. But you know, it's not gonna be too incendiary, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, Jordan was all about winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jordan just wanted to win. So, you know, I think selfishly he was like, you know, I'm getting my money. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a global icon. It's that and the third. But like, let's get these titles. You know what I'm saying? And so he wasn't for, you know, anybody that, you know, was a part of those championship years to, you know, hold out for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying, outside of injury, you know what I'm saying, to prevent them from winning another title. So, I mean, it, like, in today's sport, nobody would knock Scotty. Like, nobody would knock Scotty. You know what I'm saying? But I think back then it was more of a, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? We trying to ball out as a squad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we have to be loyal to each other because, you know, at the end of the day, I think a lot of the players felt like a lot of the superstar players felt like they weren't getting their just due from a financial perspective at that time. You know what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, it was kind of, you know, let's just band together and win, you know, and that was Jordan's. That was the bottom line for Jordan. Like, play a role and win. Let's win. You know what I'm saying? And so I get it. You know what I'm saying? I definitely
completely understand both sides. I completely understand both sides. You know, Scotty wanted the security, so he signed a 7-year deal. You know what I'm saying? Where maybe he could have signed for less years and got more money, you know, but he wanted the security to take care of his family at that time. You know what I'm saying? So,
and you can't fault him for that.
It is, it is what it is.
Ain't nothing to sneeze at, but yeah, it was hard to anticipate, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, Michael Jordan took the NBA in the 90s, man. He took it to a whole nother level, man. Mm-hmm. Especially, and then with the way that it was paired up, see, a lot of people, man, they'll just, you know, you'll never get that nostalgic feeling again, man. Like, you remember, like, the NBA on NBC and all of that, and they used to have the storylines, the way that was set up and everything, it made it. It was box office, especially every Sunday, man. It was big time. So, you know, you got that element to it. And then with the star power and success of Michael Jordan, and then he played, and then, you know, it was basically Jordan versus, you know, the rest of the league was like the villains, I guess, you know. But he had, man, it was so much competition. I mean, you know, the Barclays, the Elijah Ones, the Paytons, New York Knicks, Ewing and them. I mean, just all up and down, man. So you had that in shooting. All that revenue skyrocketed like that. So you're looking like, man, he ended up being the sixth highest paid player on the team, man. Luke Longley was making more than Scottie Pippen, man. Yep. That's tragic. Yeah. That's some tragic shit right there, man. But, you know, that's the nature of the business. Well, you got to pay attention to your money, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you're taking a gamble. You know, it's always going to be a gamble because you never know the trajectory. Like I said, there's a lot of players today. Steph Curry, the Warriors was winning those championships, man. Steph Curry wasn't making nothing but, what, like $12 million a year or something?
He wasn't even making that. I think it was closer to like 10.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? So, he was still running off that old contract. So,
yeah.
You know, with all those, and they still able to make moves, man. It's interesting. I wonder if they're going to talk about, you know, how MJ, his final year, man, that salary cap was about $30 million per team in 98. Think about how much it is now, $200 million and stuff like that. $30 million, so they had revenue was skyrocketed. Jordan had to get $30 million. I don't know if they're going to touch on that, but I don't think they did because they started getting into the season. They started getting into the season and talking about the season. What a lot of people don't know, Jordan made $30 million that year, and the salary cap was $30 million. So that'd be equivalent to LeBron making about $200 million in 1 year in today's game. Because what they had to do, I think Jordan's actual salary cap was about like $13 million or something like that, $13 to $15 million. And then they had to, you know what I'm saying, they, you know, use some of that under the table money and other endorsements and things like that to help, you know, help get Stamets, keep him in Chicago because he was thinking about going to the New York Knicks, man. So, you know, shit, man. You get to see, man. You get to see the grind, though, man. You get to see the grind. And, you know, Jordan with me refused to lose. You know, they struggled the first part of that season. I mean, outside of Tony Kukoc, where was you going to get consistent offense from that team? They were struggling to hit 100 points, which I love. I wish we were still in an era like that, man. I liked it when 100 points was something. You know what I'm saying? And if you scored 120, that mean you had a hot night. Now they score 120 and they sleep now, you know. I like the
game.
You know, shit, man. Man, they were struggling. Outside of that, you know, who else were you going to get the offense from? You know, you talking about outside of Tony Kukoc, Dennis Rodman's not offensive. Judd Bushler, Randy Brown. Randy Brown would get hot off the bench. You know, guys, you know, Ron Harper. A lot of these guys were defensive guys.
Ron Harper wasn't physically able at that point anymore. Because, you know, when he was with the Cavs, you know what I'm saying? Was he with the Cavs?
Ron Harper was putting
up he put up about 20-25 a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Them knees started to wear on him. So, Randy, so as a average, because you still a damn Chicago Bulls fan, bless your heart. You know what I'm saying? So as a avid, a lifetime Chicago Bulls fan, like, and I know you were younger back then, but I mean, you know, I mean, we were still locked into the sport, even as kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you remember? You know what I'm saying? Do you remember anything about that time period?
Honestly, I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, I do. Nah, truthfully, I don't. I just remember just the times.
Big Gordon.
You said what? I just remember the times with my pops. Well, that was
Ben
it.
Big Gordon.
Oh, bag. Ben Gordon was a bad
Eddie
motherfucker.
Curry and all.
Ben Gordon was a bad motherfucker, even though he was a little bit older back then. But you know, that was a bad man. He was like low key. Truthfully, he was like the Lou Williams of that time.
Yeah, he kind of was. He kind of was.
You playing Lou Williams? Lou Williams was there then, wasn't he? And Lou Williams came down. He said Lou Williams at that time. Like, where was Lou Williams at? I think Lou Williams came probably a couple years after that.
Yeah.
He did get hot though, man. But it didn't translate to every team like Lou, Sweet Lou did though. But
True indeed. Yeah, you know, it was go ahead.
I was gonna say one of the things that's
you said it's
That's one of the things that is that I'm not really too surprised about that hasn't changed is the front office. I'll say the front office is the one thing that I knew was gonna stay the same, and I'm like, all right, y'all still tripping to this day. But the one thing I didn't know was when Jordan was a rookie. And he went to, he was a rookie, and he was trying to find out what all that noise was. And then I guess all the vets were like, we're doing cocaine and drinking alcohol or whatever with a bunch of hookers or whatever. And then
I talking about in the hotel.
Yeah, in the hotel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That one I was like, oh shit, I didn't know that. he said no, or is he just telling us he said no? That's one of the things I was like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, that's all right, Jordan. That's
MJ wouldn't do it. Now if anything, I mean you can't say what a person would do weren't there, but if there's anybody, I don't think Michael Jordan. I believe him when MJ says no, you gotta think about the dedication. You know, he was real careful, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the guys who are the best, man, they pay attention. They body. I don't think MJ in there sitting there doing no blow, man.
Hey, I ain't saying he was in there doing no blow or smoking weed, but I know he had a couple drinks before he left, though.
He said he was good, though.
Nah, he probably was. I believe it because I believe it.
Orlando Woodridge and all them. I'm wondering if George Gervin was with. Where was he at? You know George Gervin was on them teams then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe him now. You know what I'm saying? Because at that point, I think he was a little bit more grounded, understanding. He had just came in the league. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
he didn't come from that type of environment either.
Yeah. Yeah. So I believe him. You know what I'm saying? He's because you got to think, you know what I mean? You know, in his own way, like, Jordan was always a loner, you know what I'm saying, just because he had that drive, you know what I'm saying? So he didn't want to necessarily, you know, mess with – he didn't want to overindulge in none of that type of stuff anyway, you know what I'm saying? Not at that time. I mean, obviously, you know, he picked up some bad habits along the way, but, you know, I mean – you know, we all can't be. None of us can be perfect, so I ain't mad at him. He is something, but them eyes was killing me though, boy. I said, man, why his eyes look like that?
He said, Jordan.
Saw that cognac.
I'm like, Jordan been drinking too much.
Yeah. Man, that is. Yeah, he do got them drinking.
That's that cognac.
He do got them drinking. That's a little too much, man.
Yeah, man, a little bit too much ENJ.
That's what you expect, man. If you ever, man, want to see how bad, man, you see the 70s in the NBA, man, that was the – I was surprised about that because the shit, man, it was – everybody was on cocaine and drugs and shit. 70s, early 80s, so around that time, especially when, you know, got so I have guys like Lynn Bias, when he passed away, man, they had the lockdown, man. That's when they really started, you know, David Stern and them really started locking down on those type of stuff and trying to crack down on the drug use. Remember Michael Ray Richardson, that's the shit that, you know, sidelined his career, you know what I'm saying? So they had to lock down on that, man.
It was
definitely, man, that shit, that was a normal thing. That was all up in there. Everybody. Boston Garden, man. You ever look at the old stuff and you see all the, it looks all cloudy in the Boston Garden in the 80s. Everybody was in that motherfucker smoking cigars and shit, man. All that smoke just raising in the top and they in there balling in that shit, man.
Nah, that's true, man. That's true. That was just kind of the norm back then. You know what I'm saying? That was just kind of the norm. Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yep.
So let me ask this, as Randy, you can chime in on this too, you know what I'm saying, since you've been following the Bulls since she was in them Huggies. So what are you most looking forward to in the next, the whole thing, like, what are you most looking forward to? Are you looking forward to them going deeper into anything, or are you hoping that they go deeper into anything specific, or what?
I'm hoping that they go deeper into the front office, you know what I'm saying? Because quiet is kept, there's always been a struggle between the staff and the front office. This entire time the Bulls have been in Chicago, it's always been a struggle between the front office and not even just the players, but just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? I want more in depth in that. I also want to hear about, you know what I'm saying? I know because Michael Jordan had a temper, and Michael Jordan would swing on a couple of his teammates every now and again. I want to hear all the stories, all the little stories that aren't told. And I honestly, the one thing I really truthfully want to hear is that conspiracy theory was, you know what I'm saying, that did his dad really get killed by the mafia because of gambling debts? Because we all know Michael had a gambling problem.
You won't hear none of that. You won't hear none of that.
That's what I want to hear. You know what I'm saying?
They're not gonna talk about it. Like, now, you know he did. He took that hiatus when he it wasn't this retirement. He wasn't tired. Like, they was gonna suspend him. They was investigating for gambling and everything. They were gonna suspend him. So he was just like, "Fuck it, don't want to take a hit to your legacy and the way you viewed." So might as well just take some time off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And respect to Stern for allowing him to do that.
Yeah.
So they still could have came out with the information, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Stern had enough respect for him to be like, all right, man, go ahead and get up out of here and go play T-ball for a little bit.
You know the way the perception and everything, that plays into a lot of things, especially when it comes to stuff like MVP voting. That's why Kobe didn't win more than one. Kobe really should have had about guaranteed three MVPs, but because of that case in Colorado, they were like, nah, we can't do that. Gotta wait a little while, man.
Yeah. Corey, you looking forward to anything?
Man, they show these youngsters, man, how tough the triangle offense is, man. And why we and like I said, I think LeBron's better than Jordan. You know what I'm saying? You can think that, but when you start trying to introduce stats and different things like that, it's like, you know, you can't inflate stats in the triangle.
Yeah, nah, you know, I'm a LeBron fan, you know what I'm saying? But I would never put him over Jordan, you know, but I'm a LeBron fan. He goes on my Mount Rushmore of basketball players, you know what I'm saying? So, but I would never, ever put him over Jordan.
I don't know about that.
But yeah, I never put him over Jordan. Like, I mean, you can raise a lot of arguments about, you know, statistically players are statistically better than Jordan, but what Jordan did for basketball, you know what I'm saying, the brand of basketball is, like, it'll never be replicated again. It'll never be replicated again. And the interesting part was that, like, Jordan wasn't, like, it didn't really seem like he tried. It was just who he was. You know what I'm saying? Like, the long shorts, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how he wore his shorts, you know what I'm saying? He didn't want to wear his shorts. You know what I'm saying? So he wore them like that. And that, you know, between that and, you know, the Fab Five, you know, down there in Michigan, I mean, that changed the game. That changed the way the players, you know what I'm saying, you know, wore their uniform. Just little stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Little stuff that, you know, done without really any thought. It was just, this is just who I am. You know what I'm saying? I think the small things are the other things that made Jordan Jordan too. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, we'll definitely, after every episodes that air, y'all stay tuned in, because we're gonna continue to get feedback, our opinions and views about what was shown. You know, I'm sure we'll dig more specifically as they dig more specifically into certain things. And obviously, you know, we'll touch on all the hot topics that will come up as a result of what they decide that they, or what Jordan decided he was going to allow them to, you know what I'm saying, put out there. You know what I'm saying? Because for those that don't know, for those that don't know, the camera crew during that season was pretty much ran by Jordan. You know what I'm saying? He allowed them in when he wanted to. He told them they couldn't come when he didn't want them in there and things of that nature. So, you know, a lot of control by MJ, but, you know, he proved to be good enough for all of it. You know what I'm saying?
So, he earned, you know, it. Yeah. He sure earned it.
You know what I'm saying? So just stay tuned for more. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned for more of this. Like I said, it looks like the shows are going to be airing two episodes every Sunday night, what it's looking like. So stay tuned.
They're going to milk this, man. They're going to milk this, stretch this, man.
Yeah, and if y'all didn't get a chance to watch it, hey, they re-airing it the whole week, so... You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Drop a comment in the thread. Let us know, you know, something that you took that we didn't talk about. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, maybe we'll bring it up on the next episode. So stay tuned for more. This is your boys, you know, from the Word on the Ave. But tonight we're doing a sports thing. So Grit Sports Media, y'all be sure to like and follow both pages. Word on the Ave and Grit Sports Media. Follow both pages, you know, because we bring in commentary from multiple subject matters from different angles just to give you a overall perspective, you know. So stay tuned. Until next time, man, we see y'all. Thanks for rocking with us. We holler.
Peace.